This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, first name Alisa, A-L-I-S-A. The date of birth, July 10th, 1964, referring physician is Dr. Anthony Porter. The date of evaluation, December 9th, 2024. The chief complaint, 60-year-old seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left knee meniscal repair. The HPI, the patient is a 60-year-old African-American female with history of industrial injury to the left knee, period. This occurred approximately March 16, 2023, period. The patient was stepping up. Correction, the patient was stepping off the bus at the end of her line when her knee gave out. Period. She subsequently saw a physician at Kaiser, period. However, she continued to work despite pain. MRI was ultimately performed in June of 23, period. This revealed a tear, period. The patient then underwent 6 weeks of physical therapy with mild improvement, period. However, she had subsequent worsening, period. She has had ongoing pain, which she described as an ache. Pain is at times dull and other times intense. It is worse with loading activity on her knee. Pain is typically 7-8/10. It radiates to the left thigh area, period. There is no additional symptoms, period. She does report decreased range of motion, period. The past medical history, prediabetes, the past surgical history, a tummy tuck in 2007, next number left wrist and cervical cyst removal, period, medications, Advil 500 milligrams PRN, allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, a son died of heart issues, mother had congestive heart failure but abused drugs, patient denies any substance use, period. D, review of systems. She reports weight gain, skin, she has moles, M-O-L-E-S, eyes, she wears glasses, genitourinary, correction, respiratory, she has cough, genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency, musculoskeletal, unremarkable except for as noted in the HPI. Physical examination, blood pressure, 121/86, pulse, 93, respiratory rate, 19, height, 66 inches, weight, 232 pounds. In general, she's a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Abdomen is obese. Musculoskeletal, There is tenderness to palpation involving the medial aspect of the left knee, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 75 beats per minute, period. There is light intraventricular conduction delay, period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression. This is a 60-year-old female with a date of injury of March 16, 2023, period. She had undergone MRI scan of the left knee without a contrast, June 22, 2023, which revealed lateral meniscus with radial tear, body of the lateral meniscus with free edge radial to flap morphology, period. There is medial meniscus intrasubstance degeneration and mild fraying of the inferior surface posterior horn body junction. Lateral compartment revealed grade 3 chondral degeneration in the posterior medial aspect of the lateral tibial plateau and grade 2 chondral degeneration in the posterior aspect of the lateral femoral condyle. There was noted to be mild to moderate joint effusion with mild synovitis, period. There is mild posterior medial fluid without defined popliteal cysts. There is chondromalacia patellae with grade 3 to 4 chondral degeneration at the inferior pole of the lateral posterior facet as noted, period. The patient had failed conservative therapy and is now scheduled to undergo definitive surgical treatment to include left knee arthroscopy with partial medial lateral meniscectomies and chondroplasty, period. The patient is felt to be stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same pending review of laboratory data. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.